Welcome to the Second Floor Lounge. My name's Eric Ackerman. I'm running a little late on the Christmas episode, so I'm going to bang this out in a hurry. I've got an especially long one put together, so I'm going to split it into two episodes. There will only be one top five between them. Feel free to vote for your favorite. It'll make it into the next show. I'm going to start things off with a Christmas song from American Heartbreak.
Okay, guys, everyone ready to sing the song?
Yeah,
we're ready.
great. Now, remember, it's almost Christmas, and nobody has any pod-safe Christmas music, so that's your motivation here. CC Chapman, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
And Lennon Nora from Jawbone, good to go?
Let's do this!
And Adam Curry, Skyping in from the helicopter flying somewhere above your golden palace. You all patched in there, Adam? Adam? Adam!
Adam, right here!
We want a pod-safe Christmas song. We want a song that's safe to play. Don't make us rude, we don't wanna get sued by the thugs at the RIAA. We have been good the whole year long. Santa, don't delay. Give us a pod-safe Christmas song to celebrate Christmas Day.
Okay, pretty good, guys, except, Adam, you sounded a little bit like you were rushing it there at the end. You know what I mean? Buddy?
Whatever, dude.
All right, well, I can't say I care for the attitude, but, you know, just pay attention next time. Now, the rest of you, I just wanted to go over... Adam, did you say something to me?
No.
Huh. That's funny, I thought I heard you say something.
No, I didn't!
Look, I don't want to go through this with you again. We're here to sing a song about pod-safe Christmas music, and I just want everyone to do their best, you know? I mean, can you just give me a little effort?
Shut up, Cece.
Adam, just give me a little effort, okay? Adam? Adam! Adam!
Jesus, what?
We want a pod-safe Christmas song. We want a song that's safe to play. Don't make us rude, we don't wanna get sued by the thugs at the RIAA. We have been good the whole year long. Santa, don't delay. Give us a pod-safe Christmas song.
Nice job, you guys. Really, you nailed it.
Nailed it. Yeah, not too shabby. Nailed it.
I don't want to speak too soon, but we may have saved Christmas. And special thanks to you, Adam, for paying attention.
Yeah, screw you.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at rehearsal.
Yeah, you'll see me tomorrow at rehearsal.
And that was Jonathan Colton's Pod-Safe Christmas song. And then we have the fourth but not so wise man from Daryl Smith.
I looked up in the sky and saw a star in the east. It reminded me about some old prophecy. Something about 12 days of Christmas and 5 golden rings. So I'm on my way to the nativity. And then they gave me the slip. They didn't approve of the gift I'd bestow. What's wrong with frankincense, gold, myrrh, and mistletoe? Well, I'm on my way to the nativity. Gonna get myself in biblical history. I'm not quite sure what all the fuss is about, but I can't risk being the only one left out. Tonight in Bethlehem. Now we're both on our way to the nativity. Gonna get ourselves in biblical history. You might think near a crib is no place for a drum, but that's too dang bad. We're gonna rump a pump. they climbed on board. Now we're all on our way to the nativity. Gonna get our names written in history. Got a camel full of people and a sleigh full of toys to get to all the good little girls and boys. Who spoke Hebrew, but we're still on our way to the nativity. Gonna handle all the Yuletide festivities. Throw a kid in a manger, ain't no holiday. Don't worry about Christmas, cause we're on our way. Here we come.
This is Jim Goodrich with Christmas Angel.
It's cold and I'm lonely, and I'm missing you. I wish you could hold me my whole life through. Since you're not here with me, I went and got my Christmas tree, decorated it too. But now I'm so blue, cause I look at the tree and all I see looking at me is that old angel. But it's not my angel. I want you, angel, for Christmas here with me. So I went out walking to clear out my mind. I just started talking, how was I so blind? I want you, I need you, I love you so, can you see? Do you want me, do you need me? Oh please can I be as important to you as you are to me? Because you're my angel, you're my only angel, and I want you, angel, for Christmas here with me. That's when I saw it so deep in the night. I saw people's faces awash with starlight. I looked up into the skies and I came to realize, like the stars that I see, you are always with me. And the love that I feel, like the stars, is so real. For you are my angel, forever my angel. And And I keep you, angel, forever.
My icicles will make you scream. Ooh. I'm your snowman, baby. You're cold as ice, so we're the perfect team. Don't fall for a flake. The frosties are phony. My ride is smooth, just like a Zamboni. I'm your snowman, baby. You'll want a taste of this ice cream. I'm your snowman, baby. Get yourself a freaky frozen thrill. I'm your snowman, baby. Let's take your toboggan down a hill. I've seen the forecast. It's the perfect gift. 8 inches overnight if you catch my drift. I'm your snowman, baby. The harder it blows, the lower the wind chill. Snowman, baby, roads are slippery, so the going is slower. I'm your snowman, baby, I get deeper when the temperature's lower. Out in the cold, after snow falls, the perfect time to play with my snowballs. I'm your snowman, baby, and you can be my snowblower. Hey, baby. Oh, yeah, you wanna get your driveway plow? Oh, yeah, I can salt it too, baby. Oh, yeah, clean your sidewalk all the way to your back door. I'm your snowman, baby. You got me working up a sweat. I'm your snowman, baby. And when I melt, you're gonna get wet. Grab my carrot and give it a yank. I'll make a deposit in your snowbank. I'm your snowman, baby. And now you know that you've been frostbitten.
That was Joel Kopischke, I'm Your Snowman, Baby. And now we have Are You Ready for Christmas from Country Sunshine.
Are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for New Year's Eve? Are you ready to decorate your fresh cut Christmas tree? Are you ready for winter and the first fall of snow? In the shadows of the night, but you should lay down your burdens and hang up some Christmas lights. Are you ready for Santa riding on his sleigh, coming from the North Pole to chase your blues away? Are you ready for I wanna know.
Next up is Hey Santa from Mr. Vegas Man. This is Merry Merry Christmas from Neil Murray.
Everybody's driving down to Mom and Dad's. Joan and Uncle Jimmy are there. And Mom's in the kitchen with her apron on. And Dad's snoring in his chair.
Christmas, we all love our Christmas, and all next year. Merry Christmas, we all love our Christmas, and only comes just once a year. Now it's Christmas, wait all year for Christmas, and now it's come, we're glad, and now
now we have Dear Santa Claus from the Hot Rods.
Driving down the Sisquid through Riverside, drive my tranny on the fast lane, sparks began to fly, then we're riding this Dear Santa Claus. I gotta pick my baby up for the Christmas prom. My sister wants a hula hoop, my brother wants skates. If I don't get some pictures and some brand new brakes, I'll be burning on till the engine fails. But please, please, Santa, can you get my letter in the mail? Well, dear Santa Claus, dear Santa Claus, that apples are mixed to cash, but I just can't make it all by myself. Well, please, please, Santa, I need your help. Well, dear Santa Claus, dear Santa Claus, I haven't broken any laws. Dear Santa Claus, well, help me get my heart right.
Fourth Thursday in November, I'm sure you all have heard, is when we offer thanks for stuff and devour roasted bird. But I'm not sure who I'm thanking, I'm not sure it's a hymn, and I'm not sure what's deliberate, accidental or a whim. Then I thought perhaps generic thanks will cover every base. Random gratitude for everything might help me say some face, but it didn't seem appropriate, and it surely wasn't fair, spouting platitudes anonymously into open air. So, thanks to Mom and Dad for having me, because of you I'm there, though if you'd chosen differently, I guess I wouldn't care. Thanks to brother whom I fought with over who had cooler toys. Thanks to sister who still liked me even though she hated boys. Thanks to all the kids who beat me up because I was a nerd, and then asked for help with homework, which I offered undeterred. Thanks to the first girl I asked out, she said she liked my smile. I have so much to be thankful for, so this could take a while. Thanks to PopCap and Bethesda, cause your games are so much fun. Thanks Anne Hathaway and Kate Winslet for the topless scenes you've done. Thanks to all the pigs who've died to make my pulled pork barbecue. Thanks to Quentin Tarantino for Kill Bill 1 and 2. Thanks to J.K. Rowling for screwing up Harry Potter Volume 6. If she hadn't, I might not have found better written fanish fix. Thanks to Joel, Mike the Robots, Dr. F and TV's Frank, Bobo, Pearl and Brain Guy, and I still have more to thank. Thank you to the Dutch who got annoyed at all the Puritans for saying public dancing was lewd. Thank you to the native tribes who welcomed all the pilgrims here, and sorry that you got so badly screwed. Thanks, Ben Franklin, though you didn't have much luck in getting folks to think that turkeys were okay. Thanks to the inventors of tofurkey and turducken, they're just an awful lot of fun to say. Thanks to those closest to me, my love and my best friends, I could go on for hours, but at some point this song ends. Thanks to everyone who listens to my music with delight, and if you don't keep listening, someday I'll get it right. Thanks to everyone who keeps me sane, you lovely bunch of loons, making sure the voices in my brain are all from old cartoons. Last but not least, thanks Bill Dial and Mike Zinberg who gave me Turkeys Away on WKRP.
It's on WKRP in Cincinnati.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That was So Thanks from Tom Smith. Last but not least for this episode, we have the perennial If Every Day Were Christmas by PodSafe for Peace. Check out PodSafeForPeace.org. It's a great cause.
First winter snow outside my window. Feels like that time again to me.
The mistletoe. A Christmas show and the lighting of that famous Christmas tree, yeah.
People are shopping for their loved ones and making plans for a Christmas feast. But it all goes by in the blink of an eye,
and then we have to wait another year.
Everybody's nice and full of light, and they give to those who are in need.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for another episode of the Second Floor Lounge. As always, all the music played on the show can be found at music.mevo.com on the PodSafe Music Network. Links can also be found in the show notes at secondfloorlounge.mevo.com. If you like the music, tell a friend about the show and support the artists by buying it. Send any feedback to me, including your votes for the top five, at silvervale@gmail.com or by calling line 3 at 206-202-3308. That's it for now, and I'll talk to you later.